This is RSBNB Update, episode 185, the 2008 Clip Show. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update, episode 135, the last episode of 2008. Moving onwards and forwards into 2009.
I thought the special episode was the last episode.
No. The special episode comes out on Christmas Eve. This one comes out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, right. But these people are listening to it now, and it's first.
Yes, in TeamSpeak, because we're recording this live. For those of them in there that do not know.
So they get it, like, a week before everyone else. No,
yeah.
Over a week.
And we will prosecute for any bootleg copies that turn up on the internet.
Yeah, or bootleg torrents to get two downloads. If that.
Yeah, so... this is my favorite show of the year.
Yeah, this is probably the best show. Because it's mainly me talking.
And me. Clips and a few of our guests. Anyways, so... just a slight... little note here. Basically, we lost the clips from episode 151 to 160.
So that also included a clip of me singing. Yay!
So that did not get included in the clip show because that hard drive died. And it was a few days before I was due to back it up.
And a lot of the clips were behind the scenes material. That
yeah,
did not
so that's
make
rather
the
sad.
Original. So it was bad for you, but good for me because I look like a little less of an idiot.
So shall we get going then?
Go for it.
Okie dokie. So our first clip of the year. This one comes from episode 134.
So these are all in chronological order.
Yes. It's in chronological order. The title is "Let's Summon Some Borg." It was published on January 5th, 2008. Here we go. If the player would load. So what did you do when your internet was out?
Spoke to people on the phone, went for a drive.
A drive?
Yeah, I didn't drive, obviously.
When are you learning how?
Starting my lessons this month at Lee.
Is your dad going to buy you a car?
He said he would.
What kind?
He didn't say, so it could probably be like a model car or something.
A what?
A model car, you know.
No, I don't.
Like a little car kids play with.
Oh!
He just said he'd buy me a car. He wasn't...
Oh, boy.
That was the first clip?
Yes, it
that was.
That
rubbish!
Why?
God, if the rest are like that, I'm just going to leave now.
No. That point of that clip was that it was from behind the scenes.
Was it?
Yeah, it was before we started the show.
You see, this is going to be boring for me because I've heard all this.
Yeah, and
I guess if you'd never heard it before, it might be somewhat... Oh, whatever, let's just move on.
Did you end up getting a model car?
No, I got a real one.
What kind? Is it still that one you told me about?
The one that was my cousin's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still that one.
Which is?
A Ford KA or a Ford car. It goes, that's all I really care about. It's legal to drive.
And the reason I put this in, because of what you said on MSN about the car, is the fact that it's a girly car.
It's not a girly car. Oh, whatever.
I thought you said it was.
It's a small car, and almost every small car in this country is perceived as being girly. Unless you've got a big macho 4x4, which does, you know, a mile to the half a mile, 10 meters to the gallon, then it's not macho. Whatever. I can drive it. That's all I care about.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. This next one is from 135, The Strange Orange Dot, when we were talking about some reminiscing. So... Yeah, speaking of when you were little, your first post on RSPNB.
No shade.
I fish
no
and sell 50Ks. Make about 50K an hour with lots of fish. Second one was you smith steel bark steel to make cannonballs.
I can't hear you.
Then finally, I was PKing a few days ago, going heading back out of level 4 wilderness, and was attacked by three mages. I panicked and tried to escape by running across, rather than down, despite the fact I had Telluride on me. I died, and I'm now sad. Shane,
your first post. Good to have you here, and also, my name is Shane Winsway. Second post. Welcome to our forum. You bend your notes and listen to Chris, post number 4. Nope, no man for me. Just 2 men and a bunch of boxmen.
What?
Well, good job. That's crucial. I want Space Channel, Narshack, Sexy Me. None of the evil that you mean, but maybe one evil. Only me, none of the Cynthia, the government. Sorry, Shane, that's how you speak.
That's how you talk like that.
You sound like Michael Jackson.
I've always remembered you talking like that. Pictured you.
It's my retard impression. I'm sorry for anybody who might be offended. I really don't give a fuck.
Those were Brad's first posts when he was young.
Shut.
Yeah, so there you go. What do you think of that?
I do a mean Shane impression.
Should we revisit those again?
No, move on. This is a clip show, not a let's look at first post show. People will look at them anyway. I was a retard when I joined, but I rose higher than any of you did.
I think we all are. But anyways, this next clip is also from 135, which you found, actually.
I found this clip because Shane was like, Shane was talking to me last night, and he was like, there's this clip from 135 I want you to find, but I don't want to listen to it because it's an hour long, so could you listen to it? And I listened to it, and it was like 3 minutes in or something.
Here we go. You must learn to embrace new ideas. Embrace life.
That's a crap idea, Shane. I won't, you know.
I just think
I won't
it
embrace
would...
crap ideas. I will not embrace crap ideas.
Oh, gosh.
We're like an old married couple when we are.
Did you take the garbage out yet, honey?
Why do you assume I would be the woman?
There you go. So what
that
you
was a
say
good clip.
That one?
We do argue like an old married couple.
Yeah, and you're the woman.
No, I'm like the man, because you're the woman.
You're the woman because of the way you do your voice.
No, I have reasoning as to why you're the woman, because the way we argue, you're usually saying the same stupid thing over and over, much like women do. I can say that. And the man's always the one going, no, that's stupid. And that's how it goes.
No, but you got your voice.
What, just because I can do a good female voice, like a high pitch? No, whatever. That's not true.
This one's also from episode 135 called Puppy Action.
Pets.
They're not all
horrible.
Pets.
It's an absolutely horrible idea.
But they did say something about puppy breeding.
Whoa. So we get to see some hot puppy action. I mean, some hot dog action.
I was going to say
puppy, but then I thought young, and then I thought children, and I thought wrong.
I don't think we'd actually see that in a game like RuneScape.
Imagine that. If you had to like set the dogs to breed and then click accept, and then you see an animation of two dogs.
Okay.
I'd love that. I would raise summoning just to see that. But they'd never do it.
No. Are you going to check it out next week? Yeah, there you go. So did you check out the puppy action?
Once again, another RuneScape skill fails to live to my pornographic standards.
No, but summoning didn't even come out yet before this.
I know. I was hopeful and I was shot down.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess... Did you ever go buy a puppy?
No. Jagex wouldn't let me after my comment show. My account was barred from buying dogs.
Yeah, basically all you do is you go there and you get the puppy. You really don't see them breeding or anything.
Well, that's no fun. So that's why people bred dogs. So they got to watch.
Why would you... Was that what you'd end up doing if you had a dog?
No. I just thought that's why people did it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's why I don't do it, because I'm not interested in that.
Oh, okay.
I don't see
why
you breed dogs for the joy of having dogs. I'd breed dogs to shoot. But I understand that could be a controversial opinion since people like dogs. Or bite me.
Okay, moving on to episode 136, when Summoning was released. This was an episode in which Trekkie was on this year, and as we all know, you know how things can kind of spiral out of control when Trekkie's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so we'd covered Summoning.
We covered the Skrulls, I think.
We're just talking about the Skrulls, weren't we?
It ended with Brad talking about selling his herbs. Or his potions.
Yes, so we'll go on for... continue.
From where? Let me pull the notes up first.
Well, I think as far as the notes go, we've discussed the summon familiars, make pouches.
Oh yeah,
Skrulls.
And the other places to train.
Other places to train. Go.
We did.
No, we didn't do other places to train.
No. I mentioned them briefly, though.
Oh, God, let's just go. Let's just not debate about...
But I mentioned them briefly.
Well then start from the next point. Just fucking something. Rather than sit here and do nothing.
Trekkie, do you remember me talking about other places to train?
Oh, Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter. Somebody start talking about one of those points.
Trekkie? Is he here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did we talk about other locations?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
For multiple, for the...
Where else we can summon stuff?
The multi-area, or...
No,
about
where
the
we
Opolis?
Can...
We did. Yeah, we did.
Okay, good.
Move
good.
On.
See, this clip was included because, well, I just
because it shows me slowly losing my temper.
Yes. And this was after my computer crashed and we had to resume. So.
That's what a lot of recordings are like. Shane has to cut out loads of stuff going, oh, for fuck's sake, move on, Shane. Oh, Shane. And me whining like a kid.
Aw. Anyways, we're going to move on to something that kind of implicates me, which was hard to put in here as I make the clip show. So I'm just going to pretend I'm not here right now.
Starts flashing red.
Yeah, like a red alert. Cool. I was thinking the same thing.
You're gonna die.
Red alert. All hands, battle stations. Abandoned ship. Shane 1288 going down. Down. Down.
Andrew, did you just say Shane 1288 going down?
Yeah.
Are you going down?
Down.
Do you know what going down is slang for?
No. No.
Well, that's good you don't know. You won't realize what an ass you've made yourself by going, Shane 1288 going down.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
Oh, come on, Shane.
Shane, you know this. You should know this.
No, tell me.
Okay, I'll type whatever I said.
Okay.
Hang a second. I've got to just get my...
See, that was in regards to...
Did that clip make it into the original show?
No, I edited that out.
Shane 1288 going down, going down.
No, I never figured out what that meant.
You never find out what it meant?
No, what does it mean?
You still don't know what going down means.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm gonna. Do you actually want me to? Since you're gonna stash an explicit tag on this already, I imagine.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I will read you the Urban Dictionary definition of going down. Right. Going down. The act of eating someone out or giving someone head. Oh my God! I can't believe I just read that.
Really.
That's what it's oral sex.
Oh, so I did
basically
the same thing that Trekkie did on the that one episode.
Yeah, but in a Star Trek context, it was like a million times more nerdy.
Well, no, it was based on that little hit points thing. You know how it like blinks when you're low on HP.
Yeah, you weren't shouting that when you were playing RuneScape, were you?
No, there's not enough time to shout that.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
That was a good clip.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I don't know. Anyways, next we're going to take a look at how Brad handles private callers. Okay, my sister got the phone. That's good.
Oh, well, it took her long enough.
Well, it was my mom calling this time, so. Anyways.
And you know, if it's me and it's a private call, I just pick it up. And if it's somebody I don't want to speak to, I just put it back down again. It's not difficult. Anyway, on
okay.
The show.
That was a little interruption that we had during the show, and I just wanted to show how Brad handles that kind of thing.
That's what you do. If I pick up the phone and it's somebody I don't want to talk to, whether I know them or not, I hang up. And then later I go, oh, sorry, the phone cut out. And it works every goddamn time.
And if so do you say hello?
No, I pick it up. And I always wait for the other person to say hello, and then I decide whether I want to talk to them
you,
or not.
You don't have call display?
Caller ID? No, I don't.
Well,
and
why
I don't,
not?
Because our phone's ancient. The phone we have in the house at the moment is the same phone my parents had in the house when I was born before they got divorced. So the phone is about 15 years old. I don't know why, instead of going out and buying a new one, Dad decided, hey, the old phone stopped working. Let's use the even older
one. It's good to
one.
Know, so when I just decide to phone your house, you'll pick it up.
Don't have my number and you never will, you pedophile.
Oh, I can get it. Don't worry about that.
Go on then, tell me my phone number.
Gloucester
85. Those are the first two digits, 85. But you need four to complete that.
Well, there's
how
only
many different.
That's 10,000 numbers.
Go on then, go for it. Anyway, on with the show.
Next one was that was from episode 140, otherwise known as the Children of Regicide, when we had that fancy little quest. This next one comes from an audio question that was during the show, and it doesn't involve you or myself. Episode 141, State of the Runion.
State of the Runion.
Shane and Brad, when was the last time you were kicked or hit by someone or something in the balls? And how was your most painful experience?
When he says most painful experience, does he mean most painful experience pertaining to being hit in the genital region, or does he mean overall?
I don't know.
I'm just going to pretend he means tragedy. I can't remember the last time I was hit in the balls. Doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, I can say I agree with you there.
If I'm ever in a situation where it might come about, I usually... protecting my balls is my first priority. Because, you know, I might like to have children one day. And if I take a heavy blow to the genitals, that might not be able to happen.
Okay.
And so, as for most painful experience, I don't think I've ever been in a lot of physical pain. I've been in a lot of emotional pain. God, that makes you sound so whiny.
So there we go.
That was an interesting question.
Yeah. It's too bad more people don't send in interesting questions like that, you know?
Yeah, but I'd
like
rather not be asked,
format.
You know, weird questions like that. Like, what was the last heavy blow your testicles took? That sounds like a rather different question, actually. Okay, forget it.
This is also from episode 141, following that question.
Why, thank you, Chief Sank, for that thought-provoking and stimulating
pervish question, you perv.
Pervish question?
I don't want more questions about my genital region.
Okay.
What are you going to like? Seriously, I mean, why would you ask that?
I don't know.
How often do you look down in the shower? Okay,
moving on. Next question, Brad.
I made Shane hurry me along. Okay, next question.
So, Brad, what do you think?
That's a personal goal of mine every time we record, is to make Shane do that. So he go, ah, come on then, to make him try and move me on when I'm saying something risque.
Yeah, so no more pervish questions, please, in the future.
Not
in 2009.
Pretending. Yeah.
Unless they're interesting. Anyway, so...
no more pervish questions unless they're interesting. That's a thin line between pervishness and interesting.
Oh, my... Okay, moving on to episode 142. This is the week that Fun Orb came out.
Okay.
Next one.
You take the next question.
It's
okay,
for you.
Brad, I have an accent with a cross between English and New Zealand, cross Chiefs and a bit of you, and that's what you get. What are your thoughts, Bert and Joyne? Well, until I actually hear the accent myself, I'm not really in much position to comment on it, am I? So it's like asking somebody to describe, you know, do you think this person's attractive by just saying
pawn d7 to d5.
What the fuck? What's that?
That's a chess game.
That's a chess game. Is that the chess game, Shane? It's the chess game. Is that the chess game, Shane?
Yes.
This is the chess game.
So what would a cross between you and him sound like?
I don't want to know.
Is that the chess game, Brad?
Is that the chess game, Shane?
See, that's why you're the woman.
So, why were you playing chess when we were recording?
Because we were playing around with it, and I wondered what the macOS chess thing was like. And I didn't know it would make a sound.
Oh.
Remember our little chess game that we played?
Yeah, and I beat you.
Yeah, you did. Oh, well. Then you made some nice little chess sounds like this. Make that sound again.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I am good.
Yeah, that's like the chess thing was doing when we were playing the game, but oh well. This next one is sort of about me and not knowing what kind of food exists in the world, so here we go.
I'm fine.
So what did you eat?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti
bolognese.
Which is bolognese?
You don't know what spaghetti bolognese is?
No.
Although, we didn't have pasta spaghetti, we had chickpea spaghetti.
What?
Which is actually... Oh, for fuck's sake. And look, basically, spaghetti bolognese is a meat sauce served on a bed of spaghetti.
Oh, you could have said meat sauce then.
Oh, for Christ's sake, it's called spaghetti bolognese. I can't believe you don't know what spaghetti bolognese is.
We're not, we don't, like, smell our food and enjoy.
Oh, you Canadians are fucking weird.
By the way, that was edited out, as you can see, because there is a good, I lost count of how many.
There was three.
Okay, so... That was sort of edited out, and I still don't have a general idea of what that is.
No, it's like, you must have had it. You know, like a bolognese sauce where you just have, like, mince with, like, a tomato-y sauce?
So it's like a meat sauce, then?
Yes, with spaghetti.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you guys just call it that?
Because it's called spaghetti bolognese. That is the name.
Oh, yes, and Power Crazy, you're right. I am on a strict pasta and cheese diet. I can't really eat that stuff.
He doesn't like cheese anymore.
No, I can't eat any like dairy products.
I'm gonna. Why not? What would happen?
On Saturday, I had a piece of ice cream cake, and I don't know. It was really unpleasant later on.
Oh, nice! I think I get the message.
Yeah, so I really can't do that. Anyways, thank you. Moving on to episode 145, we were talking about a leopard for some reason, but no, it wasn't the leopard man, because that wasn't 2008.
Yeah, me too, for the most part. How's your leopard?
Yeah, it's fine. Just got it chained up in the back garden. It's been a bit aggressive the other day. Had to shoot it with some tranquilizers.
And you got rid of your leopard, didn't you?
What, the operating system?
Yes.
Yes, it's been sold on to an ivory keeper.
A what?
Why an ivory keeper wanted to buy a leopard, I don't know.
What's an ivory keeper?
You know, somebody who likes ivory, elephants. Elephants have ivory tusks, so they would kill elephants to get ivory. I don't know why, it was the first thing that came to my head. Then it seemed odd that somebody who wanted ivory would want a leopard. Never mind, it was a crap joke, and I'm just trying to hold it together and not make it seem completely crap like
it was. You should get another one.
No, I should get... The only reason I would get another Mac is if I could shove it up Steve Jobs' ass.
Ah, no. You know, he might be stepping down, actually.
He might be dying.
Yeah, we don't know, but... Oh, well.
It'd be a terrible shame, wouldn't it? Oh, no, Steve Jobs. I'm sure the Apple nerds would have a day of mourning. And then, to his funeral, they would all wear jeans with that black top.
the black turtleneck.
Yeah. That's not really...
Rollover, as you call them.
Just forget it. I can't bother to argue about this with you.
Okay, now, speaking of arguing, here's our April Fool's Day argument. Which, as we said, was one of the most shitty pieces of acting in 2008.
God. You know, when you were just reading that rant, it was a little too soft and fumbling around. Can you perfect that for the next
round.
But
you could understand it, right?
Well, no, but I'm just saying that in
the
end,
no,
sometimes...
And you actually understood the point of what I said because you were able to talk about it, so it was understandable.
But I'm just saying that it was a little too soft.
What's
you know?
Your fucking problem, okay?
You know...
The rant was... You're always fucking going on. You're like a fucking child. Sit up. Fucking talk louder.
But
you're not my fucking mother, you
But
idiot.
We just need to calm it. We just need to be a little bit louder.
No,
Shane,
how about fuck you, okay?
Okay.
There is absolutely nothing wrong, and I'm sick of you continually fucking starting shit over nothing. Grow up
okay.
like a fucking 5-year-old.
So, Brad, what'd you think of that? How'd we pull that together? Oh, he muted himself because he doesn't want to hear himself yell.
Yo.
Okay, you're back. So what'd you think of that? What'd you think of your little voice acting there?
I'm waiting for my Oscar nomination.
You yourself said yesterday it was the worst piece of acting in 2008.
It was.
And like, it fooled the wrong group of people, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because we set out to fool the forum people and it didn't fool anybody on the forum. It fooled all the update listeners who thought I was actually not going to be presenting the show anymore. Co-hosting.
Yeah, so it sort of had...
it backfired. Reverse. We're going to have to go back to the drawing board massively next April.
Yeah, so...
Or maybe not at all.
I don't know. There's really nothing to worry about. We're still good friends, right?
No, I hate you.
Oh.
Moving on.
Episode 149, BST.
Brad shaves thighs.
In the chat thing, Alex said that BST stands for Brad Shaves Thighs.
That's what the show title should be, BST Brad Shaves Thighs. That should be it. That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
I don't think I can hold myself together to do the intro. So can you please do a... This is RSB&B Update, episode 149, recorded
BST,
Thursday,
Brad
April.
Shaves.
Recorded Thursday, April 24th,
2008. Oh, brilliant! I love that.
BST, Brad shaves thighs. Can you do that for me right now? It's recording.
Did you go shave your thighs?
No, I didn't see why that last clip was saved. Really, it wasn't that good.
Well, it was the idea, you know, transferring BST British Summertime into shaving your thighs, you know.
Possibly.
But I don't know. So, shall we move on to something more controversial and perhaps, say, Trekkie-related?
Trekkie-related.
Okie dokie.
Okay, I'll explain it to them because
okay.
I do it best. Okay, basically, there was a mod MSN convo, which are all very exclusive and which none of you listening will ever hear. So sorry. Where Trekkie and other members of staff, and we were all talking about
it was DFS, depth first search.
Oh yes, yes. So for some reason we're talking about that, and then suddenly I think Creepy came. It was Creepy or Trekkie came up with DFS standing for Dolphins for Sex,
because,
and I'm not sure where it came from.
Because I was on the night before there was a video on Dig.
No, it was no. You always got this wrong. You got this wrong when we were talking about it a while back. We came up with DFS, and then the day after, the video came out. Because we thought it was Trekkie had gone to, you know, make love to a dolphin. And that was the whole joke. It was probably one of those you-had-to-be-there jokes, because I don't think many people find it funny. But it was definitely funny when you were there. Because there was, like, a video of, like, literally a dolphin at, like, one of these parks where you can go and pet the dolphin.
You want me to find it on Dig?
Yeah, find it. Actually jumped up and humped this guy, and we said it was Trekkie had, like, hunted down a dolphin for some dolphin love. Because, you know, that's the sort of thing he does.
DFS coming up once again.
I actually want to clarify the story there. Somewhere how we were talking about that, and then we were, like, teasing Trekkie about, like, being so desperate for action, like he would resort to dolphins for something, and that's how we came up with Dolphins for Sex. And he stormed off out of the conversation, and the rest of us were like, oh, he's going to find a dolphin. And after we said that, like the day after, that video came up. We were like, oh, look, he found a dolphin and he videoed himself. So that was It was just the timing of it. It was a good internal joke.
Yeah.
Internal for the dolphin.
Okay, now here's where we take our break from episode 149, jumping forward all the way to 161 because of the missing clips. So, episode 161.
Christ, so we leave like 3 months of material.
Yeah.
I like the smell of sulfur. I remember in science class once when we had sulfur and the teacher went, this is a horrible smell, and everyone would get a horrible smell, and I went, I think it's nice. Everyone thought I was weird. Everyone thought I was weird. Well, anyway.
You are weird.
I'm not. You are.
So?
Being called weird by Shane is possibly one of the most ironic moments in my life, I think.
Do you still like the smell of sulfur?
I think it's nice. I also like the smell of petrol.
Really?
I think I'm going to be a chemical arsonist when I'm older. Hmm. What do I mean, I am old? I can't use that phrase anymore.
What do you mean? Aww. What phrase?
I can't say, you know, like, when I grow up, when I'm older, because I'm... That's sad. That's depressing.
When I was looking through forum topics yesterday, episode 160 was called Brad's Nappies, but three people thought it was known as Brad's Nipples.
People jumped to horrible conclusion.
Here's another one from 161. And last week's show, Brad's Nappies, three people I talked to thought it said Brad's Nipples for some reason. So just thought we'd clarify that it was Brad's
Nappies.
Yeah,
Shane, I'd be in contact with your lawyer about organizing some sort of defense for this sexual harassment suit, because in a non-gay way, I'm taking you down.
In a non-gay way, I'm taking you down.
I don't know why people thought of that. Like, when you see nappies, do you see nipples?
No.
Exactly.
People just want to see my nipples, obviously.
Moving on. Thank you. This one's when Brad talks like a sea lion. 163.
Talk like a sea lion. On to tech news.
And we know why you were talking like a sea lion, but it's not really... I really don't think it's wise to put a personal attack in...
That's my Chrysala impression, ladies and gentlemen. Oh,
yes.
Oh no, he didn't.
So, there was something that led up to that, but I didn't put it in. So,
you know, the whole Chrysala joke thing is like becoming a thinner and thinner sort of target of people who will understand it. Because people, there are probably very few people now who actually, well, no, not few, there's probably, I'd say probably about half people now know. But then, you know, over time, oldies will leave and new people come in, and that joke is going to get, you know, less and less viable. So we have to milk it while we can.
Yeah, so.
She's a sea lion, basically.
Let's be a sea lion.
I'm from Australia.
What? You're not from Australia.
No, but the sea lion is. I can't really say I'm from Australia while doing the RRRR. I'm from Australia.
How do sea lions in Australia relate?
Because it survives on fast food.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This next one's from 166, in which Brad discusses the Beatles. And they say, also, while we're on track, let us be first to revive, based on absolutely nothing, the Beatles on iTunes rumors for September. Because the Beatles still aren't on iTunes.
The Beatles are just a bloody band. They aren't even that good.
Who's better than them, then?
I'm not going to say who I think's better than the Beatles, because plenty of people go, they're okay. They're okay. They're good, okay? But they're not as great as everybody hypes them up to be. And Jesus Christ, they were in the 60s. We're now in 2008, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the Beatles can all fuck off and die, and most of them are there. Okay, but I really want Paul McCartney to die, because everybody worships that guy like a living god just because he was in the Beatles. And he's an ass. You see him, I've seen him on television and interviews, and he's an asshole. But he was in the Beatles, therefore he is a demigod. No, it's bullshit.
So?
I didn't think that would get it. Of course I think that way. Okay. Everybody, like, you know, the only reason the Beatles are popular is not because it's because of marketing, not because they're actually good music. They have some good songs.
Who is it, the ones that couldn't sing? The Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
The Rolling Stones, they're a rock group. No rock group can really sing. It's just about shouting. Well, just I mean rock music isn't as centered on vocals as maybe like pop-ish music like the Beatles is. But no, I'm not a fan of the Beatles. They're good, but they are nowhere near as good as people would like to make them out to be.
And
Paul McCartney is one of the world's biggest assholes. It's just a shame that Mark Chapman decided to kill Lennon instead of McCartney. Who?
It's the Beatles still aren't on iTunes.
Oh, well, who cares? They've got enough money without bloody going on iTunes. I think it's really... Because a couple of weeks ago, everyone was going apeshit about Paul McCartney releasing some sort of, you know, new Beatles track that was recorded. So who gives a shit? I don't. There are infinitesimally more things I care about in the world than the Beatles. And anybody who does care about the Beatles needs to get with the bloody fucking program. Anyway, moving on.
That episode was called Hobo Hotel. Next one is from 167, also known as Drum Away Your Troubles. We go back to an audio question once again.
Hello, Shane and Bend of Ripples. I have one question for you today, so listen carefully because I'm only going to say it once. Who would you turn gay for? And that's right, Shane, you're not excused from answering this. I personally would turn for Leonardo DiCaprio in a heartbeat after seeing his moving performance of Romeo and Juliet. Thank you, that'll be all.
Interesting question.
Just to clarify, he sent a note along with it stating that he's not gay in any way. Yeah, that was in the email that came in. So, I don't think we can truthfully answer this, you know, because it would be. I just think that it would be kind of stupid to put thought into something like this unless Warren or somebody has an idea already.
It's not something I ever think of.
Yeah, it's. Safe to say that's the same for me, too. Mike, I'm assuming it's the same for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn gay for someone.
Yeah, neither will I, and I can't condone that sort of action. I can't. So, that's...
I think Shane would commit suicide if that happened.
I just don't think that... Well, I don't know. Sorry, but we really can't say much about this here, but it's an interesting question, and I really don't think we're going to get anything out of Warren or Mike, or me for that matter, on this one, unfortunately. So you'll be a bit upset about that, but I'm sure the rest of the people would have ideas, so I don't know. You missed this episode.
Well, where was I?
I don't know where you were. Where were you on August... Oh, you were on your little family vacation. It was August 29th.
Oh, yeah, I was away. I had better things to do. Sad I missed that episode because that question, you sounded delightfully uncomfortable answering that sort of thing.
Well, yeah,
and so did
you?
Mike, and so did Mike, actually, as well.
Well, you know how Mike shares the same stance on that, that they should. That
it would have been hilarious if you'd gone, if you'd gone, oh, you know, I would never turn gay for anybody. I can't get in that sort of action. And then Mike had gone, I would turn gay for you, Shane. I would have loved that. Although Mike never would. It probably would have been funny if it was the other way around.
I got a confession to make, actually, on this one.
I'm no fool?
No. I was supposed to, when the question was sent to me, I was supposed to say you.
Why were you supposed to say me?
I was supposed to say me.
You were what?
I was supposed to say you. That was Chief's idea.
What? So people would think you were gay for me? Everybody knows you're gay for me, Shane. It's not a surprise.
No, and then the point would be that when you listen to this, you'd hear it and come back quicker.
Hear it and come back quicker?
Yeah.
No, it would probably make me stay away, actually. Because,
yeah,
you know,
but I totally forgot about doing that, so I just...
I already get strong stalker vibes from Shane. If he actually came out and said something like that, I probably would, you know, stay away for a long time. Because he already freaks me out most of the time. Yeah.
But I don't know, Warren. I guess felt the same.
He's
way
the one who sounded the most comfortable with the question, but I don't think that is suggest anything. I think that just means he's not as worried about it as you two are. I think if you would like ever consciously find yourself attracted to another man, Shane would probably go and kill himself by jumping off a bridge or something. No, I'm unclean. I'm an abomination of God.
Another clip from that episode when Warren just blurts out and has to do something. Or does something, I mean. Packet loss 0.1%. Round trip 50 milliseconds. Jitter 176. That's high, isn't it? What the?
Who's hitting something?
Warren?
Oh, sorry, there's a mosquito.
Oh. You know, when I first heard that, I thought he was hitting something else, you know?
I've just had a Skype request come through from KJTH that says, "Hi, Brad, I would turn gay for you." Not a good thing to put if you actually want me to add you to your Skype thing. Anyway, that was the first time I heard that. It sounded like Warren was actually hitting someone.
Yeah, I know. I thought his sister came in the room.
Yeah, I think his sister came into the room and he was like, "Out, bitch!" And then he was like, "Oh yeah, it was a mosquito." No, it wasn't.
Well, it was the end of August, so you never know. Anyway,
it's almost like that. Do you remember when we were doing that show once with Lance and his cousin was in the background?
Oh yeah.
We just suddenly heard that whack. We're like, "Oh my god, he hit the kid!" Oh, that was classic.
Last year's clip show once again. Next one is episode 169, when you talk about religious orientation. Yeah, and if any of you guys are still wondering about Brandon and myself's religious orientation, I guess you'd call that a religious stance. I think you just realized it.
Well, we've made fleeting references to it in the past. We are both committed Jews.
No.
We go to the synagogue and we wear our little hats. Is the synagogue Jewish? If not, I've just made a serious. Is the synagogue Jewish place of worship?
I don't know.
Let me Google this. Synagogue, come on, please. Synagogue is the hall of prayer. Synagogue's contrary spaces. Jewish worship, yes, I didn't make an idiot of myself.
Okay.
So Brad, I can't believe I needed to go and check that. But yeah, Shane and I are both Orthodox Jews. You know, we celebrated Hanukkah and all that, you know.
No, I don't. Are you?
Stop calling me a Jew through Skype. I don't like your anti-Semitic remarks. Somebody's calling me a Jew through Skype. Oh, it's KJTH.
Who? Oh.
KJTH. I don't like your anti-Semitism. I'm one of God's chosen people. That's my Jew impression.
Okay.
Anyway.
Moving on to episode... Yeah. Or are we done with that one? Or?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, 179. Or 175.
Bloody
hell, saying
mate.
All these accents you can do and bloody try it.
What the fuck? I think my accent was close there. Hey everyone, my name's Shane. I think I'm... I'm Shane. That's how you laugh.
That is no, how you, not like that.
That's how you laugh.
No. So?
That is how you laugh.
No.
Yeah, it is. Hi, I'm Shane.
What do you think of your accent?
What accent?
That I did at the beginning. How's
you cannot,
like yours?
You can never do a decent impersonation of me.
Yeah, I know. That's too bad. But oh well. Now we're gonna hear Brad talk like a farmer.
People from around where I live, they speak a bit like this. I can't do it well. It's like a West Country accent.
That's like a farmer accent, you know?
Yeah, it's a farmer accent. It's where people come around this place. Yay! We've got 5 cows in a field. We got a brand new combine harvester.
A what?
Combine Harvester.
Oh, okay. How's your field? Field. Field. Field.
What?
Field.
That is how people around here talk. I cannot do, because from a very early age, I tried to suppress talking like that. So I developed this monotonal drivel that you see before you.
Does your dad talk like that?
No, he speaks slightly differently.
Okay. So, yeah, they're farmers in your area.
Of course they're farmers in my area. I live in a semi-rural area.
Makes me wonder why you don't have, like some animals, you know?
Because I live with my father, that is quite enough.
If you had a bigger land, wouldn't you want to get some or something?
Yeah, I'd want to get a cow, so I could call it... what was the thing I was... actually, you know, being the sad thing I was thinking about if I owned a cow, what would I call it? And I came up with some hilarious comical name for a cow. What was the comical name I came up with it?
I don't know.
Oh, I would, I would call it, There was some word, some scientific word for bovine tuberculosis, and I would call it that. I would name it after a cattle illness, basically.
Okay.
I thought that was funny. Nobody else would.
No.
Let's just move on. That was bad. Let's just move on.
Speaking of being comical, this next one's about being comical in Australia.
Australians, on the other hand, make me want to stick my fist through a wall. Literally.
Really, that could... okay, I'm
it's
not
just,
gonna say
it. I don't want to go through a spiel about Australian accents, but it's really... I was flicking through the TV channels earlier, and it's really hard to take Australian people seriously when they talk, because they sound so comical. If, like, I lived in Australia, and an Australian policeman came to tell me that my wife and kid had been killed, I'd probably burst out laughing, because I wouldn't be able to take his voice seriously. They can't do serious in their voice. It's always, like, really comical and jovial and fun. If I had
really?
Australian parents... They couldn't tell me off because it would always be funny. Anyway, I'm going on too long. Let's start the show.
What?
I'm just saying Australian voices cannot sound intimidating or aggressive in any way. They just sound like...
You still think that?
Of course I think that. I never change my viewpoints. I'm too stubborn. Even if I'm proven wrong, I still believe the earth is flat. And I won't be told otherwise. There is a God. Killing animals is unethical. And, I'm right.
Okay. So yeah, that was the little thing on Australian. I'm not going to try an Australian accent, let alone a Russian accent, which we can hear right now.
This isn't Sergey and Bradov, is it?
Remember, yeah, it is. Soviet Russia, content management systems manage you.
In Soviet Russia, RSBNB update records you.
In Soviet Russia, content management system manage you.
Your Russian accent is very, very poor. See, once again, then I almost broke into Indian accent, but I do not know why.
Do you want some Rowan caviar?
How do you think the propaganda went this week, comrade?
I don't know, I'd have to say pretty good.
I was most displeased with your... something.
Yeah, so that's the
we
first
part.
We
both suck hard at doing Russian accents.
You want to hear the second one?
No.
So, are you going to continue to read your book?
Tonight, no, comrade. I'm very tired. Very, very tired. We're nuts. Why are we having a
I don't know.
What? Why are we having a conversation in Russian accents?
I don't know, but you do a good job.
We should try and do a whole show in with mock Russian accents. Welcome to RSBNB update 180. That would be so disturbing for everyone listening.
So, Bradov, what do you think?
I think we both suck, and we should never ever do that again.
Come on, go ahead. People in the chat want you to do one.
No, they don't. You're lying to me.
They do! They do! KJTH said, please do an Indian shopkeeper accent.
An Indian. I remember once, first year of secondary school, high school, the only year I went before I moved. We had to do, like, we had drama class, which shows you how great the British education system is. And we had, like, sort of pieces of a play we had to sort of dramatically sort of act out, and I was the Indian shopkeeper. And I swear to God, my Indian accent was borderline racist what I did, but I didn't get in trouble for it.
How what do you mean borderline racist?
Just the way I, the sort of, we weren't given lines, but we were sort of given sort of things we had to say, but we had to sort of customize them to the character, and I did some very borderline racist things. Such as stating that the only thing this Indian man had in his shop was curry.
Okay.
It was hard. It was terrible, and I feel right. But it
Power
was 7 years.
Power Crazy says, Brad, say please, say thank you, come again.
Thank you, all, come again.
We should move on to another thing about what Brad does in his car, I think.
What I do in my... Oh, this sounds so wrong.
I don't have any.
Best of You by the Foo Fighters is a good
song. There you go. So, yeah, I don't have a favorite song. But I will
Ride
tell you.
Or Ride of the Valkyries from Wagner. I like
see.
To play that when I'm driving along in the car. Especially when I'm running old ladies down.
Wow.
Seeing their lonely old faces bounce off. Well, I'm kidding, of course. I don't run over old ladies. I reverse back over them when parking.
What gave you the idea to say that?
Oh, it's just like, because when I first started driving a car, every time I saw my grandmother, she would always say to me, did you hit any old ladies when you were driving? And I always used to say, no, I didn't see you out. And it's sort of, that just always springs to my mind when people say about, you know, what do you do when you're driving?
Okay. So, that's good to know you don't do that. We're closing in on the end here. This next
I would if I thought I could get away with it. No, I wouldn't.
Okay. We're closing in on the end, episode 181, from episode called Get Ready to Sing.
Real life.
Oh, God.
I would have to... come on, I've got to say Mike and Shane. If I don't, it's just going to be awkward, isn't it? Yeah, Mike and Shane. I don't know. I don't like...
You should come here this summer. We'll find a place for you.
What, your basement? Thanks, Dicko. You'd chained up in your basement.
No, I was thinking, like, I don't know, we could find a place for you somewhere.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, we lost Brad again.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't even know what I'm cutting out.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, they cut out again.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
My back.
Oh, there we go again.
Oh. Is it me you're looking for? God damn,
okay.
Origin.
That was when your microphone was cutting out.
I don't know why you two find that so hilarious.
It was.
How was it hilarious?
I don't know, it just was.
You have a retarded laugh, by the way.
I know. Kirby says it sounds like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Shane says like the Doughboy. Doughboy. Shane sounds like the Doughboy.
I was just distracted by something in chat.
Why? Who said
what? Anyway, never mind. It's okay. Moving on. Next one is you. A short clip of you singing, sort of, which was lost. Sort of the caliber that was lost during my hard drive failure.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn. I hate that song.
So, go right ahead.
Oh Jesus. What was I actually singing?
I don't know. Some song. I'm gonna live forever by somebody.
Oh, the Fame song, you know. Fame, I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly. Hi! You know, that one. Yeah, you didn't. You aren't missing. I'm sure I was singing a different song in the hard drive.
No. Yeah, you were. It was, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, I think.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Go right ahead.
You make me feel like. No, I'm not gonna do it.
No, that's not right.
If you want me to sing, you have to ply me with alcohol.
Oh.
I've sung some very questionable songs when drunk.
Yeah. Remember It's Raining Men?
No, I've sung... I seem to sing, like, gay anthems when I'm drunk, which is very discouraging.
Okay. Here we go. The person that actually signed off on this update was Mod Nancy.
Mod Nancy.
So it makes sense
Were you about to make a very sexist remark?
No, I'm just saying that, like, you know, most women are fashion designers and stuff, so it makes sense they got a fashion
designer.
That
was the most sexist thing you've ever said.
What? Women are fashion designers.
Yes, women are fashion designers, and, oh, yeah, so, yeah. Women don't do anything like politics or business. They leave that to men. Women do
Margaret Thatcher.
Fashion.
Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, Margaret Thatcher was like a man in drag.
Anyway, so yes, Maud Nancy brought us some new hairstyles for your face and your head.
Where else would they have hairstyles for, Shane?
Just on your face and your head.
Yeah, but where else? You said
if you face I don't, your head. I'm not gonna indulge you.
You're not gonna indulge me. Oh, okay then.
Anyway, so I think we should be moving on from that.
It's good. It's character customization, making the game a little more deep. But yeah, it's a good update.
Yes. So what do you think about that?
I think you should have indulged me.
How so?
By saying funny things.
No, no, thank you.
Shane's no fun, is he? Shane's no fun. Let's be honest, people.
Speaking of wrapping up the fun, next up is 183, last week's episode, the last one for this year's clip show.
It's been a crap clip show, hasn't it?
No. So are you like skipping school to be here or something?
Actually, well, yeah, I am.
Wow. Okay.
Seriously?
Well, it was severe conditions anyway.
Oh. Nice. Has anyone ever done that before?
Yeah, they have.
That happens all the
time. Oh, no, I mean, like, really, it happens all the time.
Well, yeah, when it's, like, minus 40 and outside, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, you have an excuse.
That was at the end of last week's show, when I asked Kirby about if he was skipping or if he was legally out of school at that time.
During that time, I was in bed sick.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know. But I wonder if anybody else has skipped school before. I know I tried to get Jeff to skip school to come on once.
Jeff would never skip school in a million years. Jeff is like, you know, like one of those like really like model student Asian kids, which he is, coincidentally. Jeff would never skip school. Asking Jeff to skip school is like... asking, you know, Bill O'Reilly to vote liberal.
Yes, RSVNB doesn't advocate skipping school.
Or voting liberal.
That's right. Anyway, so that's pretty much it for the 2008 clip show. We want to thank you guys for a nice 2008. and hope you'll be joining us throughout our adventures in 2009.
Where we continue to waste our lives playing computer games.
Woo!
Computer games!
With that said, I want to mention pretty much everybody who hosted this year's show at one point or another. So we'll start off on the list with... Yeah, so we'll start off first on the list with you, Brad. Thank you for all your time. Then we also should go down to Mike, who has done a fair job this year as well.
Congratulations, Michael. You have made us both very proud.
Then we should also thank Jeff.
I think I'm going to cry.
Thank you, Jeff. Moving down the list, we got Trekkie, Thank you, Trekkie. Those shows always with Trekkie and Depp.
Oh, Trekkie's hilarious.
Yeah, those shows. We should get him on in the new year, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we'll get him on in the new year.
Mushroom Queen also did 2 episodes, I think, this year. Thank you.
Mushroom
you
Queen.
You weren't on for that. Warren,
I was on
thank
for
you.
One of them.
Yeah, you were, but not the other one.
I dare you.
Warren, thank you. Paul, Connor, Lance, Pika did an episode with me this summer. Ryan, Schwa, Kirby, and oh, finally, Chief Snake.
And one final person who Shane cannot thank because it would make him sound like he was giving himself a rub on the back, who's been there for every show in 2008 and probably will be in for every show in 2009, Mr. Shane 128 himself.
Yeah, because, you know,
let's give him a slow, sarcastic clap. Well done, Shane. Well done.
With that said, Happy New Year, everybody. We will see you guys in the first... Is it the first week? Or no, it's the second week of January. January 8th. See you, everyone.
I want to have the last word for this year, and the last word shall be season.